Welcome to Thursday Thoughts at Resonant 7, where we reflect on the reality of God and resolve to let it resound in our lives repeatedly. Let's think about this. Holy, 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 though the darkness hide thee. Clouds and thick darkness are all around him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Psalm 97:2. We cannot see him face to face right now. He is veiled by clouds and darkness somehow. And that's probably a good thing, for seeing his glory would cause us to be undone or disintegrated in the light of his integration or wholeness. Thank him that his glory is veiled. Though the eye of sinful man thy glory may not see. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before you, and will proclaim before you my name, the Lord. But, he said, you cannot see my face, for man shall not see me and live. Exodus 33:19a and 20. Moses asked to see God's glory. And this was the Lord's response. His goodness would pass before Moses, and he would only see God after he had passed. Otherwise, he would have died. That is how holy our God is. Seeing his holiness would consume us. Thank him for his holiness. Only thou art holy. There is none beside thee. There is none holy like the Lord. There is none besides you. There is no rock like our God. 1 Samuel 2:2. This is from Hannah's prayer of thanksgiving for the gift of her son Samuel after long being barren. She had experienced the truth of these words and earned the right to speak them. Have you experienced this truth in your life? If not, ask him for it. If so, ask for it again. Perfect in power, in love, and purity. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. Hebrews 1:3. This verse speaks of the perfection of Jesus Christ. He upholds the universe by his power. His sacrifice of love is the most selfless act in history, and by it he purifies us from our sins. Give him praise. Take a few moments to talk to Jesus about what has come to your mind, or listen to what he's saying to you. Then I will read our text once more. Holy, 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 though the darkness hide thee, though the eye of sinful man thy glory may not see. Only thou art holy, there is none beside thee, perfect in power, in love, and purity. Take the mindfulness of God's presence cultivated in these last few minutes into the next ones and beyond. Until next time, be resonant.